Amen. All right. Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the halachos concerning the Leil HaSeder, so the Shulchan Aruch explains in Siman Tav Ayin Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes about the obligation for Heseba, the obligation to recline when performing certain mitzvahs of the Leil HaSeder. So he writes, Kishu Mesiv, when a person reclines, Lo Yata Al Gabo Velo Al Panav, a person should not lay down on his back, nor should he lay down on his face, literally on his stomach. Velo al yamino, nor should he lean to the right. Rather, ela al smolo, a person should lean to the left. It's not to matter in yani hashkafa, just about actual leaning at the haseder. So a person should only lean to their left, explains the Shulchan Aruch. And again, Shulchan Aruch gives two simple reasons for that. He says, number one, because a person goes ahead and eats with their right hand, and if a person is leaning right, they'll have difficulty eating. Furthermore, again, says the Shulchan Aruch, there's also potential choking hazard. What the Shulchan Aruch calls shamiyaktim kana leveshet, the windpipe might come in front of the esophagus, cause a choking issue, and therefore we lean left. Now, of course, the nafkamina, the practical difference between those two opinions would be if someone is left-handed. If someone is left-handed, the issue of not being able to eat with their stronger hand would not be enforced. But of course, the choking hazard piece is enforced. So in general, in halacha, we have a concept of chamira sakanta mi'isura, that whenever there's an element of sakana, we always err on the side of caution. Therefore, the halacha is, we only lean whether you're right, one of these interesting halachas that is the same whether you are right-handed or left-handed, we always go ahead and lean towards the left side. Now that we've established that haseba is a halachic obligation on the night of the Seder, the Shulchan Aruch writes the following, komi shetzarech haseba, if somebody was required to lean, and as a result, im achalo shasa b'lo haseba, let's say a person went ahead and either ate the matzah, or for that matter, drank the kosos without leaning, so then the chaber paskins, lo yotza, person has not fulfilled his obligation, v'tarach lachzor lecho v'lishtos peseb. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you drink your cups of wine, or if you eat your matzah without reclining, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah, and therefore you are obligated to go ahead and repeat those mitzvos. That's what the Mechaber paskins for the Sfardim. Comes on the Rama, Hago, Beish Omim de Bizman Azeh, Dein Tzarech Lahasev, Kedai Hu Rav Yal, Lismoch Alav, Shevedieved Yatzeh Belo Haseba. So the Rama quotes the opinion of the Rav Yal. The Rav Yal holds that today there is no obligation of Haseba. There is no obligation to recline. And the Rav Yal has a very simple idea. Why? Because reclining was important when it was symbolic of freedom. Remember, the act of reclining is supposed to be a physical behavior that is demonstrative of one's freedom. The truth is, for many of us, at the Leil HaSeder, when we try to lean, it's actually a very awkward experience, right? All you're focusing on is, please don't let me spill this wine all over myself. Hey, so it's actually totally unrelaxing and not chiras at all. So the Rav Yoh happens to hold that there is no mitzvah to recline contemporarily. Now, we don't accept the Rav Yoh because he's a solitary opinion, but says the Rama the following. In the event that you forgot to lean, and in the event that you drank the cups, or you eat the matzah without leaning, so ex post facto, you could rely on the Rav Yoh in order not to have to go back. So it turns out that we have a fundamental machlokes, a fundamentalist view between the Mechaber, Rav Yosef Karo, and the Rama, between Sfardim and Ashkenazim, the Mechaber paskening that if you forgot to lean, you have to repeat the drinking, you have to repeat the eating, where the Rama explains no, in the event you should lean, but in the event that you forgot, you could rely ex post facto on the Rav Yoh and need not repeat the particular mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan Ibn Akash, Rosh Baruch Luzako, says Yisrael, Lefichach, Eba Lohem Tumitzo Shneemar, Adonai Chafetz Man Tzidko, Yagdol Tzavi Adir.